This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A last-ditch effort by Democrats to revive collapsing Capitol Hill talks on vital COVID-19 rescue money ended in disappointment Friday. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said the White House had rejected an offer by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to curb Democratic demands by about $1 trillion. However, late Friday, President Donald Trump said in a surprise news conference at his golf club in New Jersey that he will seek to use executive orders to defer payroll taxes and to continue a $600 unemployment supplement until the end of the year.
We're going to enhance unemployment benefits through the end of the year. So unemployment benefits will be, that's a big one, will be brought out to the end of the year.
Trump also said he would extend an eviction moratorium and would defer student loan payments. It is not clear how much the president's executive orders can actually do, since Congress is in charge of federal spending under the Constitution. A top U.S. intelligence official says at least three countries are trying to interfere in this year's presidential election. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In a written statement, Bill Evanina gives the U.S. intelligence agency's most recent assessment of threats to the presidential vote. The assessment holds China hopes President Trump does not win re-election, that Russia's working against Joe Biden, and Iran is looking to undermine democratic institutions overall. Evanina says many foreign actors have a preference in November, which they express in a range of ways. But the intelligence community is primarily concerned about ongoing and potential activity by those three. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Police in southern India say at least 17 people were killed and 123 others injured when an Air India Express flight bringing people home to India who had been trapped abroad because of the coronavirus skidded off a runway and split in two while landing Friday in heavy rain. UN aid agencies are mounting a huge relief operation to help tens of thousands of survivors of Tuesday's devastating explosion that ripped through the heart of Beirut, Lebanon. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The World Health Organization has sent more than 2,000 trauma and surgical intervention kits, as well as medicine and medical equipment. It says the challenges of treating the injured and sick are huge, as the blast has destroyed three hospitals and partially damaged two others. WHO spokesman Christian Lindemeyer says many patients are being moved to health facilities outside Beirut for treatment. On top of this disaster, he says the COVID-19 pandemic remains a concern. The World Food Program also expresses concern about the spread of this deadly disease in a country where more than 50% of the population lives below the poverty line and has difficulty feeding itself. WFP notes Lebanon imports nearly 85% of its food. The agency plans to import wheat flour and grains for bakeries and mills to help protect against food shortages in the country. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. employment growth slowed considerably in July. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Normally adding 1.8 million jobs would be an outstanding report, but it's disappointing after June gains of 4.8 million jobs and 2.7 million in May. And it all has to do with the resurgence of COVID-19. Even counting the hiring of the past 3 months, the Labor Department says the economy has now recovered only about 42% of the 22 million jobs that it lost to the pandemic. Shelley Antler, Washington.
Jerry Falwell Jr. has taken an indefinite leave of absence as the head of Liberty University. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Jerry Falwell Jr. has agreed to take an indefinite leave of absence as president and chancellor of Liberty University, one of the leading evangelical universities in the nation. The announcement comes in the wake of a furor over a photo Falwell posted on social media that showed him with his pants unzipped, stomach exposed, and his arm around a young woman in a similar pose. Earlier in the week, Falwell said in a radio interview the woman was his wife's assistant and the photo was taken during a costume party while on vacation. I'm Mike Gracia.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.